want to give y'all four simple steps of what it means to be an upstander and not a bystander in this school and beyond. I'm giving you four. If you feel that you're pretty strong in three of them, then pick the one that you're not the strongest in and just start doing that. See, because me, now I'm at a point where I just speak up on anything. Like, you're a Lakers fan? What's wrong with you? Sorry. Celtics all day. But I'm just, you know, but on a serious note, thank you. I see you clapping your hands. I should have brought a prize. But on a serious note, you see, I'm at a point now where I speak up on any injustice I see. I'm not afraid to lose friends. I've lost friends. I'm not afraid to lose relationships with family, but I've lost that. Because as Dr. King said again, the time is always right to do right. And we're in a society now where we need you all to do more right by all of us. Because the silence of the many is causing more problems in a society where hate crimes are on the rise over 200%. And even on schools, college, high school, middle school, elementary school campuses, we're seeing ignorance on the rise. How can we start to be different? Number one, everybody repeat after me. Say give. Yes. Say it like you mean it. Give. Yes. This is step one of how you go from being a bystander to an upstander. You have to start being more willing to be giving of your attention, which means that as leaders in this room, you all have to learn to do more listening than you do talking. You have two ears, one mouth. You're supposed to use them in proportion. You see, everybody can go into a story about what their challenges are, what your problems are. But true leadership is listening to what other people are going through. Because you have no idea what some people had to go through just to get into this building today. I've been in schools like this where students, you could be sitting next to somebody who was a child soldier. I'm not joking. You could be sitting next to somebody who's been trafficked in ways we won't talk about here. Sitting next to somebody who's dealing with, economic hardships that you don't know about. And sometimes we can put up a front, but you just don't know until you listen. You see, we can all go through classes to learn how to be better speakers, but what are you really doing to be a better listener? To be a more active listener. Because even if somebody doesn't have it worse than you, they still got something going on. And I guarantee it, if I sat down with every single one of you individually, we could pull something out that you probably don't want to share with your friends. Everybody's dealing with something. Spend more time listening. You want people to listen to you? Spend some time listening to them first. People aren't going to feel you until they know that you feel them. That's number one. You have to realize that every single day you have the opportunity to be a rainbow in somebody's cloud just by being a better listener. And even as you're going into the break, some of y'all may be doing service projects and other things. Sit down and listen to people. But don't do it out there and then come here and not do it here. Because you got classmates that need you as well. The second step is release. Everybody say release. Say it like you mean it, release. You gotta learn to let it go and to let them go. Number one, let it go. Anyone ever heard of Nelson Mandela? Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in prison in South Africa. Do you know where he went after he got released? He could have been like, yo, I ain't been to Taco Bell in a minute. Yo, give me that McDonald's, right? But he went to the home of his prison guards to let that family know that he forgave them. You cannot be a leader. You cannot be an upstander if you don't practice the concept of forgiveness. I have been in some countries where some of the people who are presidents of these countries, they became in charge just so they can exact revenge on communities that did their ethnic group wrong. We don't want that. You have to learn to forgive. Remember, forgiving is about you. It's not about the person who hurt you. How many ever had somebody hurt your feelings? Raise your hand. So you have to learn to let it go so that you can grow, not them. They're somewhere not even thinking about you. Forgiving is made up of two words, for and giving. It means for giving yourself permission to move forward. You have to remember that. Y'all, everyone's been in a car here. You notice your car has a larger windshield and a smaller rearview mirror. It's so you can spend more time looking forward and less time looking backwards. Use your past as a place of reference, but not a place of residence. You can't live there, and you definitely can't be an upstander if you do that. But then that leads us to the second part of release. Y'all gotta learn to let them go. Great philosopher by the name of Will Smith said that Look, I'm writing a book on Jay-Z. I think these guys are philosophers. I got a PhD in Jay-Z. So that's my, and if you come to American University where I teach a class on Jay-Z. So shameless plug. Not so shameless, but you got to realize that you, Will Smith said, you are a direct reflection of your five closest friends. So if you're surrounded by five racists, chances are you're the sixth one. I'm just saying, like, I was never that good at math, but I got that part, right? If you're surrounded by five activists who want to make change, chances are you're number six. So again, because if not, why are you laughing at certain jokes about certain communities if you don't think that's cool? So ask yourself, why are certain people comfortable making certain jokes about people around me? Because you reflect them. And what's worse for y'all than when we were your age is that y'all got social media. So what y'all been doing since like this age is out there forever, like four plus ever, like forever. It's never going anywhere, even if you delete it. Because before you put something on your phone, it goes up through five satellites before it gets there. So when y'all are applying to colleges, jobs, internships, summer programs, you think stuff is hidden, but they're pulling it up. Do you really want people to see you as part of this group or that group at that party? Y'all got to start cleaning that up. Jay-Z says, everybody looks at you strange and say you changed, like I worked that hard to stay the same. Y'all are working hard to be great. Stop surrounding yourself with people who don't want to do that. Next step is overcome. Everybody say overcome. 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 You got to learn to overcome your fears. Standing up to people who are bullying people, saying something is wrong, it can be scary. But remember this every time you get scared. Fear stands for F-E-A-R. All it means is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Most of the things you worry about will never happen. If you go back to this school, I don't know how old this school is, but I guarantee if you go back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, whatever, there's a group of people who may not have been allowed to be in this school for whatever reason. But somebody was fearless and fought for change so that we can have the student body that we have right now. So you have to be fearless knowing that you're fighting for something greater. The work that you're doing here can affect somebody else better down the line. And that leads us to win. Everybody say win. Win. Say it like you mean it. Win. You got to believe that you will win if you do not give in. I believe that we can conquer bullying. I believe that we can end all the isms. I believe that we can create a society where everybody is treated equally, but we have to believe that we can all win. You all need to not have a lot of these hate crimes and things that are happening right now in this country, they're happening because of something we call a philosophy of scarcity, which means that people don't think there's a lot to go around, so they're fighting for these individual pieces of the pie. But if you have a philosophy of abundance, you believe that there's enough to go around for everybody. And that's what I believe. That's what being an upstander means. So if you focus on give, release, overcome, win, what does that acronym spell out? Say it louder. Thank you very much. Grow, give, release, overcome, win. You see, life is about not just going through experiences, but growing through them. I believe being an upstander is about looking your friends and classmates in the face and saying, we can do better. We can always do better. Ziegler said, we can always better our best. And that's what I wanted to leave you all with today before we wrap up, because I believe that society, we're in a dangerous place right now. And I believe that on some level, we as adults have lost our way. And I believe that you all are the people who are going to be able to save us as a society, as a planet. That's why I do this work. And I leave you all with that challenge. I'm going to share one more piece with y'all as we close. But you all are I'm a comic book head. So y'all know my other great philosopher, Uncle Ben, you know, said with great power comes great. Great responsibility. You all are in a powerful place and a powerful space. And I believe that it gives you the responsibility to do more. Not just be outstanding, but be upstanding. All right, I'm going to share this last piece. But before I do that, everybody repeat after me one more time. I know if I believe, I can and will achieve. The past is the past. I will no longer regret it. I will focus on this gift, which I call the present. I will get out of my own way and live my best life starting today. If I focus on my dreams and not my sorrows, my trials today will be my testimony tomorrow.